producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Chicago not able to pay its power bill. Or excuse me, the state of Illinois. Is it Chicago or the state of Illinois? I forget which one is.
It's the Capitol building, so the state of Illinois.
Okay. The state of Illinois unable to pay its power bill. We will explain what's going on there. Mark's got that story with you in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And we were in the last hour talking in great detail about Nicolas Maduro, the president, el presidente in Venezuela. He's facing re-election at the end of the year, and the economy is in the crapper big time in Venezuela.
Basura, in la basura.
Is that the actual name for toilet? Is that the word for toilet? Baño's bathroom, right?
Yeah, basura's garbage.
Okay.
I can say a lot more about it, but I suspect the FCC has rules about those words, too.
You can't curse in Spanish on American Airwaves?
Let's not do that.
Probably not.
Yeah.
So
I actually have a story for you, if you'd like to hear it.
I love stories.
So I was at a station. I heard the story. I can't remember what station it was at entirely.
So you did not witness.
I think this was in 1490 in Sarasota.
Okay.
If I remember, that there was a guy who did a polka hour, a Polish polka hour.
Yeah,
that was,
yeah, Radio Polski or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, that was recorded. It's all in Polish. And
right.
the complaints came in that he was on there cussing about. The Polish politicians or something,
mm-hmm.
right? So he's on there using his time that he plays the polkas to talk in Polish about some bad politicians or whatever in Poland,
right?
And if you're cussing, it doesn't really matter, you know, whether you're cussing in English or not. So they ended up taking him off the air.
Wow.
Because, you know, it just doesn't matter. There's certain sort of words that you can't use, whatever the translation might be.
So we talked in great detail about this Nicolas Maduro and the crazy economic policies that have led the country to just spiral down the drain. And now, because it's so bad, the economy, he's cracking down on the border. He's apparently trying to consider invading Colombia.
He's really rattling the sword,
and
yeah.
Guyana. I mean, it is an absolute mess of a situation. But at least some people have a good sense of humor about this. There's a story here, because I was curious to know about this him talking to the bird thing. That was the first time I'd heard about that.
That's good stuff.
The president of Venezuela has on apparently more than one occasion said that he has had communication with the dead president, Hugo Chavez, via a bird. So he has spoken telepathically, presumably, with a bird. And
well, now that sounds far-fetched to us. I mean, we just throw that right out the window. That's crazy talk. But, I mean, we're talking South America. We're talking about a lot of people living in the jungle and, you know, how many of these guys are doing the voodoo and the whole nine. I mean, maybe some of these guys. I mean, what do his own people think about this story?
I think they find it laughable. And there is an advertisement that suggests that that's the case. This story from Fusion.net.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hugo Chavez is speaking to me.
Right now.
In 2013, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro famously said that his predecessor, Hugo Chavez, appeared to him as a little bird and blessed him shortly after dying of cancer. After a few minutes of stunned silence, social media erupted with jokes and memes across Latin America.
Oh, boy.
2 years later, a Chilean cell phone company has revived that old incident in a new bid to attract customers. WOM, a mobile phone company known for catchy social media marketing, has posted a video mocking Maduro's famous Little Bird speech with a reenactment that shows the Venezuelan president whistling to communicate with the Chavez parakeet.
Hey, Maduro. Hey, man. You're not killing enough of your people.
So I've actually got the video here, and it's in Spanish, so there's that. But I still think it's worth playing because there's a really funny part where, well, I'll just get to it here, and then I'll let you know what they're saying.
So,
to set the stage here, a man who looks very much like Nicolas Maduro
from
is,
the back.
Yeah, from the back and the sides, not showing his face full on, but an actor who resembles him enough, is in some sort of large kind of Catholic cathedral. He's up at the front, he's kneeling, he's praying, he's got his rosary beads with him, and then he looks up and a bird flies into the cathedral. He's flying around.
He
says, hola, Nico, the bird. And you can hear him, the little tweeting. So then Maduro whistles back at him, and he says, mi comandante! Dema uncena, which means give me a sign. And the bird says, the battle starts today. Go to victory. And then flies away.
And then,
that's all we needed.
Then they pitch you on the cell phone company. But pretty funny stuff.
And of course, this is a Chilean,
phone company,
and they are not anywhere near Venezuela.
There are no borders shared between Chile and Venezuela.
Correct. So he's the laughing stock of all of South America.
Well, I would like to see Colombia do something similar. Yeah. They're the ones with the neck and the noose. I'm thinking that, I think it was kind of a low blow on Chile's fault, part where, I mean, someone's got to do it. This is hilarious. No, this is how you talk to people these days. Yeah. You have to do it in joke form to actually talk religion or politics or science. If it's not in joke form, then you're serious, and then no one's going
to
listen to
right.
you.
Right, you're not going to go viral if it's not a joke, which is, this did. Commercial was posted this was written in July, but it was posted during the summer. It has since gone viral on Twitter and YouTube. The humor seems to be resonating in a region where Venezuela, with its product shortages and blundering political missteps and gaffes, is increasingly becoming the butt of many jokes. Oh! But there's more. In addition to the talking bird, Maduro has raised chuckles when he announced that Hugo Chavez's face appeared in a subway tunnel. I mean, this is like those, where you see Jesus appear in the bread or, in some old painted wall or whatever. There's a stain from some water somewhere, and it's the Mother Mary. Well, now Maduro's seeing Chavez inside subway tunnels when he said he sometimes sleeps in Chavez's tomb to communicate with the former leader. And
oh boy.
When he wiped out on a bike tour and he proclaimed that Portugal and Venezuela are on the same continent, and when he misquoted the New Testament passage about Jesus multiplying penises instead of bread, as the two words sound similar in Spanish. So there's a little breakdown of some of the really funny stuff that this guy has done.
By the way, to get back to you on the Chavez TV shutdown, he did in fact close down RCTV, and the people didn't like it. They came out in droves, and yeah. I haven't figured out whether I know they never. I'm pretty sure they didn't really reopen the station, but he didn't like the negative commentary coming from that station. So he's like, hey, no. Shut it down. And oh, no by mask. The way, I give all my blessings to Maduro.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Chirp, chirp.
855-453. Let's go to Will. He is in Tennessee on Skype. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing tonight?
Hey, I was actually trying to reach you the other night, and I know you're calling him for some other reason, but we had somebody call into the show who was talking about Sharia law and the idea that Sharia law was going to be applied in the United States, and I tried to explain my understanding of Sharia law, which I'm sure is much more basic than yours, as one of the members of Muslims for Liberty. And I tried to explain that Sharia law is law for an Islamic state, not for a mixed state. It is something that covers things as basic as how to pray and how to wash your feet in preparation for that. Can you tell us a little bit about Sharia law?
Well, about 80% of it covers the ritual type things that you were just discussing. Then you have like marriage rites and how to wash the dead for burial and how to bury the dead. Those types of things are what mostly it is. As far as like the idea of an Islamic quote state, like that in itself is a misnomer. It's a contradiction in terms because the quote-unquote state in Medina that existed under the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ didn't have a monopoly on the right to use force. So it wouldn't technically be considered a state by our modern definition of a state.
So there were suggestions for a better living.
Well, there wasn't a monopoly on force. Each group had its own like within Medina, you had Christians had their own courts and Jews had their own and Muslims had their own. And if there was a conflict between the two, then the two groups would appoint a private, non-biased arbiter to arbitrate differences.
I want to hear more, Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. We're going to bring him back, and you can join us as well at 855-450-FREE or Skype on in. Add username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from Retail Me Not right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the Retail Me Not app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, join us here. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark,
if you care about privacy on the internet, you should have ProXPN. And if you don't yet have ProXPN, well, we've got an awesome deal for you. Two great deals. Number one, the classic one we've talked about for a long time, where you can get 50% off their regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you get their annual account with code FTL50. That one's still good. 50% off, that's a pretty darn good discount, especially when ProXPN does it right, offering OpenVPN. They encrypt your internet connection before your data even gets to your internet service provider. OpenVPN is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux support as well, so it's easy to get set up and running. Just go to proxpn.com and use code FTL50. Now, that's if you're paying cash, if you're paying Federal Reserve notes or dollars. If you're paying with Bitcoin, then we've got an even better deal for you. And I'm really glad they brought back the Bitcoin special deal at ProXPN. ProXPN.com/AMP. That's AMP like advertise, market, and promote, like our AMP program here on Free Talk Live. You go to ProXPN.com/AMP, pay with Bitcoin, and you'll get 2 years of ProXPN for $49.95. That's less than $50 worth of Bitcoin to get you 2 years worth of ProXPN. That's way cheaper than the other deal.
Sure is.
And $5 of your purchase price will go to the AMP program to help us on Free Talk Live spread the ideas of liberty. So you get an awesome deal at ProXPN. You get to spend some Bitcoin to get that deal, and Free Talk Live benefits. Everybody wins. Go to ProXPN.com. Yeah, it's awesome. I don't know how long they're going to offer this for. ProXPN.com/AMP. Take advantage of their new offer. And if you don't have Bitcoin, you can still use the FTL50 code and get that 50% off.
I just did an interview with Mike Strauss of ProXPN just this evening, as a matter of fact.
That's on your Edgington Post interview series.
Yeah, if you go to our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, you can grab it there real quick.
Yep.
But it's a great interview, and it talks about some of the philosophy behind ProXPN and what some of their goals are.
Because he's a freedom guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's go back to Will Culley from Muslims for Liberty. It's Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org is the website. And, Will, you were telling us, and it wasn't your purpose in calling, because you were calling for a different reason. We'll get into that here in a moment. But you were telling us a little bit about Sharia law and some of the misconceptions that people have about it.
Well, one thing that I think is really important that people understand is that there are foundational basics to the Islamic legal system, just like there are any other legal system. And most of the people who try to discuss Sharia in a public setting, particularly among the right, when you ask them to discuss some of those foundational basics, you usually get a blank stare in return. One of them being what's known as the third qa'idah. It's from a collection of writings called the qawa'id al-faqiyyah, which are they're the normative maxims of Islamic jurisprudence. So they'd be similar to like the shortened versions of the amendments of the Bill of Rights. So they're shortened legal maxims to make understanding of the law more accessible to the general public. And the third one is that culture dictates intention, which basically means that non-Muslims are not accountable to social and cultural standards that Muslims are held accountable to among ourselves. There's actually a famous conversation between a 9th century leader named Umar ibn Abdul Aziz and a legal scholar, the top legal scholar of his day. He wrote him a letter because he didn't like the fact that in Muslim lands that Jews continued to drink wine and that Christians continued to eat pork and marry close relatives. And Al-Hasan al-Basri replied back to him that, you know, this is the law and you won't change it to something that suits what you prefer. You know, that Muhammad did it this way. The first 4 people to succeed him continued this practice, and you won't change it just because it's something that makes you uncomfortable.
Well, there you go. So somehow under Sharia law, people who are non-Muslim could function the way they wanted to?
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the purpose of the law, is to protect the right of the non-Muslims within the society. They even have their own status called the Ahl Dhimma, which means the people of protection or the people of protected status.
What are when people are talking about this? I mean, is it all smoke and no fire here? I mean, what are people's concerns about Sharia?
Well, one of the claims was that was made on the air, at least by the caller, and I certainly have not familiarized myself with Sharia law, was that something about if a woman did something, she could be stoned in public or like left the house without.
That's the idea. Sure.
Some sort of ridiculous thing like that.
If Christian women decide to leave the house, in some place that has Sharia law as its law, Will Coley of Muslims for Liberty, will she be stoned?
Well, what I'd like to know is, was that even accurate to believe that that's true about Sharia law for Muslims?
Well, it's true for Old Testament Christian law. I mean, if you talk back to your dad, he could, take you out and beat you to death.
I mean, what, can a woman be stoned for leaving the house without, coverings or whatever? Did we lose Will Coley? I think we might have lost him.
Oh, no.
Let's see if he's still there. He is not there.
There's certainly plenty of countries where Muslim countries have had female presidents. So unlikely that this is the case in this circumstance.
I think it's just scaremongering. It's just something else. You just look at what Trump is doing. Send all the immigrants back to their homes, and let's all be Americans.
You know what's a great idea is to get people off the troubles that the United States government has created for them is to have them worry about a group of people that have yet at this point not affected their lives generally, right? Like, what's the average Muslim done to change your life? The answer is nothing. What has, however, the government done? Lots.
We do have Will back here. Will, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys.
Oh, and actually, we might not have a good connection this time around. I'll tell you what, I want to talk about what you were calling in for, and what we were asking was about the Sharia law as to, the people that claim about, the Sharia law so bad, give examples of, like, stoning women over really simple violations of some sort of dress code or whatever. Do you know if there's any truth to that?
Well, what they call the head punishment is only about maybe 7% of what is listed in the Sharia. And head punishment is one of those things that has been discussed and debated throughout history because of this idea that, law has the ability to change, and the way we enforce law has the ability to change based on culture and based on time, what is considered correct or acceptable at that time period. So, like, one thing that I would definitely point out as an example of this, which unfortunately is a negative example, but it's still a pertinent example, would be the Bachi boys in Afghanistan, which are it's a homosexual pedophile culture that exists within certain tribes in Afghanistan. Now, most think that these types of things happening in Muslim lands because of the general perception of how Islam views homosexuality would be that this would be something that couldn't exist. But this is a pre-Islamic custom that exists all the way into the 20th and 21st centuries, because classically the Muslim quote-unquote state had a very hands-off approach to these kinds of things, particularly homosexuality and other cultural practices that didn't really have anything to do with the Muslim state. You having a boyfriend does not affect the running of whether or not the roads get built. You having a boyfriend doesn't.
But they didn't. Hang on, Will. That didn't really answer my question. Stand by.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free, 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Just saw the news that Edward Snowden is now tweeting. Snowden, as of the last, looks like 24 hours, has opened up his own Twitter account. It is twitter.com/Snowden. For those of you who want to follow, and he's racked up already, in 24 hours, 742,000 followers.
Is he still wearing those broken glasses in the picture?
I couldn't tell you if they're broken. They look okay.
Seems like they must have spectacles for sale in Russia.
I think that he probably could have got his spectacles upgraded a long time ago, but he's got his brand name to deliver to the folks. And broken spectacles come with that brand name.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. A few more questions here for Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty, muslimsforliberty.org, the website. Now, Will, I mean, maybe I misunderstood you when you were answering the question earlier, but, you know, people will say things about Sharia law that, it, you know, it justifies violence against women. For instance, I think a caller the other day claimed that Sharia law says that if a woman leaves the house without the proper clothing, that would mean that she could be stoned to death. And, you know, is it true that, you know, there's some pretty horrific things in the Sharia law?
Well, you hear what they're called is head punishments. And they're what people most often refer to when discussing Sharia. Like I said, they only account for maybe 5 to 7% of what's within Sharia.
But it's in there.
But there's Well, yeah, there are some things that are listed in there, like the cutting of hands.
For thieving, for instance.
For theft,
yeah.
Or the stoning or banishment for, I guess, like a form of prison for adultery. But what most people don't realize is that if you look at the way that the law was enforced by the Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, there's a series of checks that are put into place that basically create a situation where it's almost impossible to get to the point where these types of punishment would need to be inflicted. So like for theft, if you return the property, there is no criminal infraction. If you pay restitution, there's no criminal infraction. So as long as the person whose property is taken is made whole, then there is no criminal infraction. That person no longer holds a claim against you. There's a story about a man who goes to the Prophet and tells him that he's committed adultery. And the Prophet said that it was time that he heard the call for the prayer. So they went to pray and they came back. And the man approached the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again about the fact that he'd committed adultery. And the Prophet asked him, did you pray while we went and prayed? And he said, yes. He says, well, then I don't know if you asked God to forgive you in that time, so I can't prosecute you for this action. Because you may have asked for God's forgiveness between the time you told me and now when we just went to pray. So like, there's all these kinds of things that are set up to provide a check in order to prevent these punishments from ever even being able to be carried out.
And what do you think about the idea that Sharia law will be imposed in the United States? That's the big fear-mongering claim from the sort of right-wing conservative callers.
Well, if it's imposed, then it wouldn't be Sharia, because one of the foundational aspects of Islamic jurisprudence is that it's not applicable to non-Muslims. Mm-hmm. So if it was being imposed on a non-Muslim, then it would no longer be Sharia at that point in time. We would now be taking Western statutory law and melding it with Sharia, which is what you have in places like Saudi Arabia and Pakistan and Qatar and Kuwait, where they've taken a Western model and then they've applied Islamic punishments inside of a Western model.
Got it. Now, you were calling for a different reason tonight. I kind of broadsided you with questions about Sharia law.
Sure.
What did you want to share with our audience?
Well, actually, I saw some polls that had come out today that were a little disturbing to me, and I thought would probably be disturbing to you and some of your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Public Policy Polling just did a series of polls, one in Iowa and one in North Carolina, and because of, you know, all of the stuff that's been brought out by the comments by Dr. Ben Carson recently, one of the questions was, of course, do you think a president, you know, a Muslim can be president? And then the next question was, quote, do you think the religion of Islam should be legal or illegal in the United States? In the state of North Carolina, 40% of Republicans responded.
40%. 40%. You cut out for a moment there. 40%. I pulled up your article.
40%. Yes. 40% of Republicans in North Carolina responded that they believe that Islam should be criminalized. When that same question was posed to Iowa voters, 30% said that it should be criminalized. 21% said that they weren't sure.
Did it happen to identify any other political bodies, Democrats, Independents, or just the Republicans?
No, they were specifically asking Republican voters who they supported, like who were they supporting in the upcoming primaries, and then they were asking them a series of questions. So they actually, in the Iowa poll, have a breakdown depending on the candidate on how likely they are to want to criminalize the practice of Islam, depending on the candidate that they support. And
I'm guessing heavy Carson supporters were probably more likely to vote against
Trump.
Yeah.
Trump and Carson were the top, and Rand Paul was the bottom.
Hmm.
Yeah, I wonder what this makes me wonder to myself also what other groups people would be sort of, let's outlaw this group and that group and the other group. Obviously,
I bet atheists they wouldn't want.
Yeah, these people don't understand what a functioning republic is about.
Yeah,
like, they don't get it. They don't deserve the vote, frankly.
We just talked about this earlier. You got a whole group of scientists, liberal scientists, who want to criminalize climate deniers.
Yeah, so, I mean, actually, we got an article on that. One of those, the guy that's sort of in charge of that, Shulka. He is apparently runs, gets a great deal of money from the government for grants for climate research. So no wonder he wants to outlaw.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is a very disturbing news story, Will, and I think it really points out that people in the United States, even people who are politically active, these are Republicans who are likely to vote, I imagine, that were interviewed here.
These are people that claim to be constitutionalists.
Right, right.
These are people
who supposedly understand the First Amendment, which is freedom of religion, are here saying, 40% of them in North Carolina, saying that this should be banned, that Islam should be illegal in the United States. I mean, just if people are that easy, people who should know better in theory are that easily able to be swayed away from the principles of the supposedly founded this country, I mean, it's not going to be hard to sway them into all manner of different tyranny and fascism and socialism.
Well, there was another question on that poll that over two-thirds of the respondents responded in the affirmative, and the question was, do you believe that President Obama is waging a war on Christianity? You have 69% of Republicans in Iowa saying yes.
It's ridiculous.
They believe that there is a war being waged on Christianity by the state, and then another 40% of them saying, and the state should be waging it on Islam instead.
Wow. What does it even mean that there's a war on Christianity by the state? What's that? I mean, what?
This is human. Take it out of the schools. Take it out of the plaque on the state house. You know, where it says the Ten Commandments or
isn't
whatnot.
Isn't Alabama about to put a Ten Commandments plaque up?
I know they tried. I know they tried to do something just now in a town next to us, and
really?
They voted it down. All of them. I think it was. They all got together and says. Yeah, this is not something we don't want Jesus in the government. So
that's been going on forever. That's not an Obama thing. I mean, there's been a supposed separation of church and state for a long time.
And this is how people are, though. People are, when they're in the majority, they're constantly believing they're in the minority. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating to hear how
the persecuted majority,
right? It's constantly, or the ones in power. I shouldn't say the majority, but those in power are constantly feeling like they're beset by those who aren't. And I believe an aspect of power, because if you have power, you have sort of more rights than the average person, and your expectation is, therefore, the average person is going to then attempt to get their rights back from you, so therefore you feel beset.
Well, great call from Muslims for Liberty. Assalamu alaikum to you, sir.
Yeah, guys, I'll actually be back in New Hampshire in about 10 days.
Awesome.
At the Republican Liberty Caucus National Convention in Nashua.
Cool, you should stick around for convention. Thanks for the call tonight. There's more, and you can join us for it. It's Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453. This might be.
Talk Live. We've got a few moments remaining, and if you're on the line, we might have time to get you in here. If you don't get in tonight, no worries. We do it seven nights a week. You can always call us tomorrow and join us at that time with you in studio tonight. It's Ian here.
And Conan.
And Mark. Don't forget to check out more of Conan at blacksheeprising.org, and don't forget your Keenvention tickets at keenvention.info. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, let's go first. We've got Ralph listening in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello,
oh, Mama!
Come on, be nice, Mark.
You know, that's always that. That's over with white liberal girl. Everyone else is a racist. And, you know, I'm just saying, okay? They put Obama as a man of virtue. He cannot never, ever be a racist, but let's look at, you know, the situation going on right now. He delivered this address in the United Nations before Putin came in. And once again, this man just cannot receive the siren call of, racism by bringing it up, bringing that subject matter up in his address at the UN. Now, this man is so obsessed, okay, that he's so hung up and fixated about the issue of race that he does it in either playing the race card, okay, race baiting.
What was the way that the race card was played against Putin? I'm not familiar with this, what you're talking about.
Well, no, he's playing the race card on you. Okay?
On me what?
As a white, he's playing the race card on white people. Okay?
And I haven't heard that, I'm sorry.
My question here is, why is this man so obsessed about the issue of race? Why do you think that is?
Because he can get away with it. I mean, a question is, how many of his speeches is he actually writing? A question you got to ask is, who is writing his speeches and what is their agenda? What are they trying to accomplish?
The polar opposite of him would be the white liberal girl, right? That, you know, kind of
Hillary Clinton or Bernie.
Well, yeah, you do agree with that, don't you? You know what I'm saying? You do agree with that because, you know, it takes one to know one. I mean, the both of you consider yourself libertarianism or libertarian. Give me a break. Libertarianism is another way of saying white liberal guilt. That's what it is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know that you've strung together any points here.
You cannot dispute the fact that you're a white liberal guilt. And you,
what am I guilty about? I mean, what should I be?
I'm not guilty, and I'm an anarchist, by the way. I'm not guilty. I don't feel guilt.
I'm a voluntarist, but what am I supposed to feel guilt about? Exactly.
And this man, Obama...
No, you were talking about us. What do you think that we should be feeling? You're saying that we have white liberal guilt. What should we be feeling guilty about, exactly?
I love my neighbor. I treat my neighbor fairly. I don't...
I love my neighbor. Yeah, and how many black boys do you have? How many black boys do you
have? Well, we're kind of in a bad situation for that.
That's where the rubber meets the road, as far as giving the litmus test.
There are black people in New Hampshire, by the way. I see them a lot.
I can't say that I have a neighbor who's Manchester black, but I've been the best man at a black man's wedding.
Everyone else is a racist, but...
Mark, you did that because you're guilty. You're feeling guilty.
No, that's why. I swear I didn't make a toast as best man for a black man's wedding because I feel guilty.
Oh, please.
Is that all you've got, Ralph? Oh, please? You don't believe Mark? You think Mark is lying to you?
How do I know? How do I know? You're in New Hampshire.
Take my word for it or not. I didn't do it in New Hampshire. I did it in Sarasota, Florida.
But that same black friend was here in New Hampshire a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he was here. Because we're friends.
Really? Really? They are there. And where in New Hampshire do I find them? Where?
There's about three of them in Keene.
There's more than that. I saw three all at once the other day.
I don't know why it makes a difference. It's of no consequence to me what color they are. That's what you're talking about, this white liberal guilt that I don't have, and I don't feel like it makes a difference. I try not to judge people based on the color of their skin.
Yeah, exactly.
So therefore, I'm not going to get all bent out of shape of the fact that there aren't very many living here.
I die not to as well, you know, like I said.
All right. So we're on the same page with that. Ralph, thanks, man, for the call. I got to get some other folks on here to talk, but you can call anytime you want, any night.
Obama!
Why are you going to make fun of the guy, man?
This man, because he says it over and over again, that's why.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're making fun of his accent. I don't know. It seems like a low blow.
I wonder if he drives a taxicab.
Why don't you make fun of the things he says rather than
his
accent? Toll-free number 855-450-free. Let's get Dave in California on the line here. Dave, are you listening on the radio tonight in Eureka?
No, I'm not. They're just covering you Saturday now. I'm trying to get them to add more hours. They just
Oh, well, thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. So go ahead with your thoughts tonight, Dave.
It wasn't what I called about, but I wanted to share with you that most of the Muslim people I've known, good people, but their treatment of the Baha'is is unthinkable right now. That's not what
the treatment of the Baha'is?
Yes.
Where are we talking about? Where is this happening?
Well, the Baha'is are a religion that kind of broke away from the Muslims, and they're a very decent group of people, too. But the Muslims will stone them to death for that change.
Where is that happening, though? Because not all Muslims are the same. I mean, our friend Will would not stone them at all. So, like, where is this specifically occurring?
Primarily Iran and up in the Middle East. I don't want to get into specifics because the issue I called, I think, is a very important one, and that is I'm sure we do have a 1%, fraction of 1%, extremely wealthy in this country, and we do have a 98, 99% of struggling people working, trying to live within their means, some in real poverty and having a hell of a time of it. And yet, every time we have an election, the 1% manages to get 51% of the offices. And so I'm asking, how are we letting that happen?
It seems like the 1% is getting 99% of the offices.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, it's 99%. They run both sides of the party.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to stop it.
Well, you know, if in fact they are rigging the elections, and I think electronic voting is subject to that, then we need to be looking at that square in the eye and doing something about it.
I don't think it really matters which side wins. They already own both sides, so That's why these big companies, the 1%, invest very heavily in both sides all the time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter who wins. They're going to win all. They're going to win in the end.
Yeah, Dave, I've been there when they count the votes in my town. And in this town, they all the votes go in a wooden box.
But we don't have the electronic voting. He's talking about the electronic
voting.
Right,
well, I'm just making the... I've got a point that
in California.
I'm very clear on that. I'm making a point. And these votes are just... They're similar as they could possibly be to the the average voter out there with the electronic voting machines. I don't think that necessarily just because they can rig the vote with the electronic voting machines that they are rigging the vote.
Well, as Conan points out, it's rigged from the get-go because side A versus side B, it doesn't matter.
There's no
decision.
There's no choice. Yeah. You're just choosing between crap sandwich one and crap sandwich two.
So the solution is, and you know, this may not be the solution for you, Dave. I mean, but for libertarians and for voluntarists or anarchists, as Conan describes himself, people who love liberty, the solution is to concentrate our activism in one place, and that's what the Free State Project is all about. I thank you for the call tonight. Let's talk to WebKeys, calling from New Hampshire on Skype. Hello, WebKeys. Do we have WebKeys going once? Hey, go ahead.
Hey, yes. Ian, how's it going?
Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm calling about alternative medicine, and particularly as that applies to allergy season. So I've had allergies since I was a kid. And I had Claritin, and I had Allegra when I was growing up and stuff like that. And then eventually I decided to look into alternative medicine. And I found on the internet that a lot of people were using alfalfa sprouts as well as local honey. Now, I've not tried local honey, but I have used alfalfa sprouts. And I used them yesterday, again, probably like the fourth or fifth year in a row.
What do you do, eat them, or do you rub them on your nose or something?
I eat them. I eat them raw.
Okay.
And, don't feed too many to your horses.
Why?
I have...
Bloats them. Or apples.
Not good for them.
I don't have horses, so that's not a problem in
that's
my case.
That's good news. Okay.
So what, but, is it, an immediate effect? Are you seeing good results?
Yeah, pretty much. It's probably, it takes about, 20 or 30 minutes for me to start feeling the effects. And my hay fever goes away.
Huh.
And so I recommend this to everybody. You can get them at grocery stores for like...
You grow them yourself pretty cheap.
WebKeys is not making medical claims.
I don't grow my own. I would.
Well, no, bean sprouts are, I'm telling you, as far as like putting on salads and stuff, and they're really easy to grow, and they're delicious.
Now, this personal case study that WebKeys is sharing with us here, you could not advertise his results if you were like an alfalfa sprout manufacturer. You couldn't do it. The FDA would come in and raid you.
You know what I did to fix my allergies?
What's that?
I moved out of Florida, moved to Tennessee. They got so much better.
Moving to New Hampshire.
Then I finally moved to New Hampshire. Allergies are gone.
Thanks for the call, WebKeys. I appreciate it. Moving to New Hampshire cleared up my acne as well.
Yep.
It's a miracle. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media? Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.